It's Sean and Sid
from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Mm-hmm. In fact, First Light Home Care, holidays coming up, might be a time to talk about mom and dad, you know, get everybody together for the family conversation that's sometimes hard to have because you're never in the same room. Maybe it's time to have that conversation. I will vouch for First Light Home Care because they have help for any kind of need you may have. So keep that in mind. FirstLightHomeCare.com. First of all, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Thanks for having us in. As always, we appreciate it so much. You know, a lot of our show, sometimes you catch it here, or if you've missed anything, there is something called Wind Down with Sean and Sid, our video. And you can catch that on our Facebook pages, on our Instagram pages. And one thing you might see is our dogs tend to make an appearance.
Whether we want them there or not.
Very annoying. We have Stevie, who's the recent rescue. And then we have Libby, who's almost 6 years old now. And Stevie has become, I don't know, she's such a character. And she's
so funny.
Completely uncontrollable. But she can sniff a treat 100 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
she's particular. Libby's particular, too.
They have their favorites. There's no doubt about it. But what is it about dogs and their smellers that are so much better than ours? I stumbled upon this. This was actually a Reader's Digest article. Said there are 10 things that dogs can smell that we cannot, that make them good for certain things.
Okay.
Right now, they are testing whether or not they can sniff out coronavirus, which I think is so cool. It's a University of Pennsylvania study, and they are testing retrievers, Labrador retrievers, to see if they can sniff it out.
Hmm.
And they don't have the results yet on that, but that's pretty cool. People. They have an extraordinary ability to track down people by smell. I mean, you know, they do the cadaver dog thing, but they can also just, you know, find lost kids and whatever by sniffing something.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I would assume that they have certain smells for, like, their owners. They probably pick up on our unique smells.
I wonder what I smell like.
Come here. Velveeta.
Stevie. Queso. Queso. Find Mama Queso. She's missing. cancer. You've seen that. There are dogs that can smell breast cancers and even certain kinds of lung cancer.
I have not seen that. That's amazing.
You've never heard about
that? No.
Several types of cancers. They have dogs that are trained to sniff early stage onset cancers. Isn't that wild?
It's amazing.
Ovulation and pregnancy. To this, I will add when you're about to give birth, because I can remember back when I was going pre-labor with Graham, the Bichons that we had at that time.
Kylie and Kelsey,
yeah.
Right?
One of them was like laying between my legs and would not stop like putting her head on my stomach. And this is before I even got into the full-blown anything.
But was acting weird.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
So cool.
Granted, I mean, when you look at it on the surface, I think dogs are probably more beneficial than we are as human beings.
Absolutely.
In fact, there's an interesting video that's posted on Sean and Sid on Facebook, and you can find it on Sean_and_Sid Instagram. Thank you very much. you'll see it's a science experiment that I didn't intentionally want to do with the dogs. It just happened. So here's a little backstory.
They're spoiled.
Yes, they're very spoiled. And they like Kraft singles. I'm not going to lie. So I give them some little cheese Kraft single bites here and there. And then the other day was at the grocery. I bought the off brand. I put it in their mouths. They literally tongue out, spit it. I tried it again, spit it. And then I gave them the Kraft singles. They gobbled it up. It's a video you have to see. And of course, the question is, what is in that other stuff?
Right.
Scary.
Are our dogs just spoiled? Or is there something to the taste or the smell that they're picking up that we don't?
And it doesn't melt quite as well either. I'll say
Ew.
That. So there's something more going on there. But even the dogs didn't want it. So I was wondering if it is a smell. It could be a smell. Dog smellers are much better than ours.
Well, maybe you should just get three more. I'm joking.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
Wow. Very melodic. I'm sure they
will earn an extra dollar for that jingle.
Probably not.
Just kidding. We love them.
You watch, is it called Good Bones on HGTV?
I have watched a couple episodes.
Okay. Karen Lane, who is the mom, okay? Macy is her daughter. Mm-hmm. She's no longer on the show. Not quite sure what happened. Hmm. I did interview her once, and there was a lot going on there. But Macy
is... Can you elaborate just for... Or you know,
she kept like stopping down the interview and like walking off and like adjusting lights and moving. I mean, it
was mid-satellite.
It was the
oddest
thing I've ever experienced. And you could tell her daughter was like a little mom. Come back here, mom. What are you doing? And
yeah, is she used to it being recorded? Maybe.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But she's no longer on the show, which mm-hmm. I also find very interesting. But there's more to the backstory about what's going on in her life, I guess. of course, I had to click on something called Defecating Bandit Strikes Home of HGTV Good Bones star Karen Lane for a second time. This is not.
Is it my ex-boyfriend? Because he did that to our doorstep once.
I know. I wanted to get to this.
Oh.
So supposedly last Saturday, someone came in, stole some things out of her garage and took a doo-doo. And this is not the first time this has happened. This happened not too awfully long before that.
They must not be a fan of hers.
Well, and I'm wondering, is it a message thing or what? So yes, tell your backstory before I dug a little deeper to find out why would a burglar take the time to take a doo-doo? Okay, so go ahead. These are questions I need answered, people.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we don't have DNA evidence of who the person is, but we have a great idea of who it might be. And I will preface with this. We had a decent breakup. I think it was more so they were trying to prank me, his friends.
You thought.
I'm sorry, that's true. There's always two sides of the story. Well, this is the story. We woke up in the middle of the night to the dogs barking.
They were going nuts.
And I remember looking out my bedroom window, which is at the front of the house, and there was toilet paper, like single squares that they had torn up and just scattered across our front yard.
Yeah. Did they put forks through it all too?
Oh, I mean, it was an absolute mess. Yeah. And so, of course, I was going to go downstairs to like open up the door and see if anybody's there. Well, what did I step in?
Yeah.
A do.
One of them had defecated on the doormat. On the doormat. And you went solid foot flat in it.
I went barefoot through the toes. I mean... Sorry, all the listeners, if you are gagging. I was gagging.
It was terrible. So I wanted the psychology of what makes somebody do
this.
Okay.
Do tell.
Yes, I suppose if you're that angry with someone, you would just try to. First of all, I couldn't do it on command and my life depended on it, but more power to you.
What are they
eating? More power to you. Psychologists say they think it's more of an adrenaline reaction that your body is so like freaked out from the act that you're actually committing that you just lose yourself in that moment. That's how you can so easily do that.
For a burglar.
Yes. And that it's not so much that you're trying to leave a gotcha message, but you just...
They have to?
You're doing this thing. You have to. Nature called. You just have to.
I don't know.
You don't believe in that?
Wouldn't you like make the effort to get at least 20 feet out of the garage before you like, I'm thinking, I don't know, DNA or just you're take that extra
thought. DNA.
Yeah,
get the heck
send
out
that
of there.
Turd in. I don't know if the police office would accept that.
I think they'd love to have that in their own odd way. But yeah, that's total DNA.
Oh, gosh. And then you're killing. I mean, for the average person, I think it takes a good 2-3 minutes. This is valuable time you are just wasting.
You could be long gone.
Yes.
In Tijuana by
then. Your hiney is in the cookie jar if you're just sitting there.
I don't know. But you know what? I'm not sure too why she's no longer on the show.
She's dealing with this issue back home.
She's got detective work to do, apparently. And she's got some power washing to do in her garage at this point, too. The stuff we find.
We're sorry.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental. Find them at northstarfamilydental.com.
Floss that turkey out of your teeth quick.
Yes, yes. Thanksgiving is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you preparing, Mother?
I am preparing Mother. I'll call her in just a little bit. In fact, she'll be on the show. Oh, you meant me. Sorry.
Yeah, I meant you.
Okay.
I guess, am I preparing? Because I think I might be a key player this Thanksgiving.
You always are. But you love it.
I do. I complain a little, but I secretly, I love it. I have some tips to make our Thanksgiving this year maybe a little easier.
Less stressful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just some things that I hadn't really thought of that are actually useful.
So these are hacks?
Hacks. Thanksgiving okay. Hacks. I'm not wasting your time, people. So listen up.
Okay.
First hack.
Yeah.
Do it beforehand. Make space in your fridge and in your pantry.
Ah.
We always do this.
You've already done this. You've tossed a lot of stuff out.
Because I start itching when I open up
the
fridge.
Well, you made me itch when you went through my pantry.
You get very nervous.
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago I bought that. I have to like smack you down.
2014 might have been long ago.
It was not that long ago.
I found a ranch
You know what? When we're in our bunker, when the apocalypse comes, I'm going to be chowing on my 2014 food and you don't get any of it. Just so you know.
I'll have nothing in my pantry.
That's right.
Okay. I like this one for this year. Opt for disposable utensils and disposable plates.
Everybody's saying to do that this year.
Yeah.
You can't do the pass the food thing.
Well, yeah, but even your own plate, yeah. It should be disposable. They say don't even mess with hand washing dishes and getting into mixing
okay.
those germs.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe get a sturdy plate.
A sturdy plate.
And then no dishes for me after? This sounds like a great idea.
Wah, wah.
A funny one for us.
Okay.
Decorate with nature. So they say to, one, set your table beforehand.
Okay.
Which I guess we could do because we never use the dining room table.
True.
But decorate with nature. It literally says walk around your neighborhood or your backyard and gather.
Some things. Yeah, I don't have a lot of trees. All I have is dog do. You're right. This is a pilgrim. No, it's not. Mr. Hanky.
Okay. I love, I'm just going to keep rolling. All right. I love this piece of advice. We could use this okay. for little ones.
Okay.
Provide a kid's table that has crafts.
Oh.
Coloring pages, crayons.
Or just the whole
Play-Doh.
Tablecloth itself. They could like scribble all over
Fun.
And make a yes. whole Thanksgiving scene.
How fun is that?
That's brilliant.
It is. And it keeps them occupied.
Write
you always...
that one down.
Okay.
I have to buy crayons. I don't have any. Do you have any crayons?
Check that one cupboard that we haven't cleaned out yet.
You probably threw it away. I'm sure.
That's true. Provide snacks leading up to the meal so people are just happier all
okay.
together. We always do that.
Yeah.
We overeat. This is another good piece of advice. How about that storage... You know, the storage cabinet with all of those containers. Do you have lids?
Oh.
Is it time to invest in 10
true.
More?
I just like when people give me things and then I steal their Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
It works out pretty well.
I think we did that last night uh-huh. with my father.
You're right.
Mwahaha. Okay. And then you alluded to this one. Opt for buffet style this year. We've always done that where we lay things out across the kitchen. You yeah. kind of make your rotation, pick up what you want. We've never been a scoop it from the table family.
No, but I wonder now if I should just make everybody's plates so there's only one person on the spoon. You know what I mean? My hands will be clean. I make everybody's plate instead of everybody going around the island and still scooping and grabbing the spoons.
Sounds
oh,
like you want
so
to control a
well,
lot.
I do like to control. There's been a rumor that maybe I'm controlling, but I'm also a germaphobe.
This is your dream.
No, my life is just turmoil.
That's true.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Wholehearted Workshops, wholeheartedworkshops.com.
Which, by the way, we know families can get a little prickly, right? So
yes.
If you ever need to talk it out with somebody who's a licensed professional counselor, that's Maria Bucci. So check her out, wholeheartedworkshops.com. She's the best. So threw this out. It was kind of more of a, I wonder if we can trim down, because we don't have as many people this year for Thanksgiving, trim down our menu a little bit, right? And we always make the same staples year after year after year.
We always have.
Yes.
They have not changed at all. Your Brussels sprouts are a new addition.
They were new like 3 years ago. I started making those. Okay. So you want to keep those, I'm guessing.
Yes.
So the question I threw on Facebook is, if you could dump one of the sides that you usually have on your table, what would you get rid of, right? So we'll talk to my mom, right? Your Nana here in just a little bit. We're going to come back and talk to her, because we got to break it to her. I'm not a big fan of stuffing. It's just, sometimes it's just dry or it's really gooey. It's one way or the other.
You're right. It goes one. And you never eat the stuffing out of the bird, because
that's scary, right? Scary. People used to always make it in the bird.
We don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore. No, we make it on our own. But yeah, just not. You like stuffing though. Why?
I love stuffing. But I like the stuffing out of the box. I like the cheap stuff.
Oh.
No pun intended. But I agree. It has to be perfect when it's homemade, like the dry to moist combo. It's got to be just right.
And I don't like it too funky. I don't need like
apples,
pears and the whole
crunchy stuff.
I don't need all that in there, right?
It's funny to me that you don't like that over other things.
Why? What would you think? I'm not a fan of carrots. Glazed carrots.
We don't even have those, do we?
We did for a hot minute. And I don't like
that.
They aren't welcome back. I don't like cranberry sauce.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, if it's there, fine. But I know there are people that love it, so we always have it.
Can we tell Nana, maybe even for Christmas, that I don't like her Jello stuff that has random floaties in it?
I think not. I think we hit her with one item this time. This conversation.
No, I think we ripped the Band-Aid. I think she's got to know now.
Okay, listen.
Just kidding. People love that Jello, but what is in it?
I don't know. But anyway, it always makes an appearance. It's very pretty, very Christmassy. But we're on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So threw it out there. If there was one side you could just get rid of, what would it be? Oh my gosh, you people came out of the woodwork.
It's so political.
Go to our Facebook page and you can read along. I'm going to say the one thing that I know you are kind of about, green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you like that?
All right. I love my Aunt Dawn more than anything, but she makes a very classic green bean casserole. I mean, it is like cream and mushroom. I think it's on the back, the can.
It's on the back of the can. It's what everybody makes.
The French onion crunchies,
right,
which I love those. Give me a cup of those. There is something so gooey. And here's the thing. I will take a scoop of it this year. I always take a scoop. Like it. But I think it could be improved. Like, why are we still using mushrooms out of the gooey can?
Oh, you want to like lift it up a little bit?
I think we could escalate it. I still want butter. I still want heavy cream. I want all the goods.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to tell you what. I'm scrolling through right now all the comments. And these are hundreds of comments. I'm going to say every third comment is green bean casserole.
Wow.
Yeah. So if there's something else on our table that you don't like, what would that be?
I think I need to break this to you now.
To me?
Yes, because this is like a family heirloom. Is that the word?
Tradition.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, heirloom.
That has been passed down
to you in my will.
And it would be your oyster dressing.
You don't like my scalloped oysters?
That makes them sound so luxurious. Can we? All right. First of all, I'll eat just about anything. But if we take a step back and look at the recipe, it is Ritz crackers, butter, milk, oyster juice, and then just phlegmy oysters.
I got no problem with that. You know what? Okay, fine. You hurt Aunt Dawn. You hurt me. We're going to go call Nana. And sadly, we're going to have to tell her about her stuffing. She likes you. You lead.
I could never hurt my Nana.
You lead this. All right. We'll be right back. Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com. Everyone.
Yes.
On the phone, we have my very own Nana Banana. Sean Ireland's mother.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
We had to bring you in because we're having a very deep heart-to-heart on the Thanksgiving menu. And it dawned on us, we do the same food every year in, year out. The guys could care less because they sit there and just shovel it in and watch mm-hmm. football, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm wondering if we should start thinking a little more about what it is that we're making, and maybe there are some items we can like kick to the curb.
Or how many calories we're putting in every every year.
Calories, schmalories.
We don't care about that.
So we threw it out on Facebook. People had a lot of very similar ideas. For instance, Sydney, let it be known that she's not a big fan of the green bean casserole story. And Dawn's going to cry tears.
Aww. I'm just torn. I like it, but I think it could use a little zhuzhing.
she wants to make it fancy.
But Nan, I got to tell you, Mom, she does not like your stuffing.
Stop. I didn't say it like that.
Let's cut to the chase.
I think the stuffing when it was in the bird was gooey and gross, right? Can you attest to that? That was kind of gross.
Yeah, but did you have the one that I put the apples in, the stuffing?
Well, we had a little discussion about all the fruit that goes. See, I can't put my gravy on apples. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, I like it.
You wouldn't even know they're going to cook up.
Okay. Well,
I don't make stuffing anymore.
No. You know what? Now, see, this is not meant to be personal.
This is not where we wanted it to go.
We did not want this to go here.
Nana, I like your I like your stuffing.
And a lot of people do, Nana. Yes. So don't worry. We have many.
I'm counting on it.
Many mouths will eat it. So that being said, I'm sure there's something you could do without.
Let's say I could do with no more than one tablespoon of scalloped oysters.
My famous scalloped oysters?
Your favorite scalloped oysters, but the flavor is okay until you get a hold of one of those oysters.
Boogers. One of those big old boogers.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So that was like Dad's favorite thing.
Oh, I know. Oh. I know. That's why we always had to have it.
That's why we had to make it, because it was from his side of the family.
That's why I do a tablespoon.
Do I need to take a vote this year? Because frankly, I am happy not to make it anymore. I've only been doing it because I thought everybody loved it, but clearly they don't.
Well, I don't know. We always seem to have, you know, like they ate it all regardless. But
well, they've had some wine by then.
I think
then.
That was Ashley.
Yeah, it could be. But as I said, you know, one tablespoon is just fine for me. And then I can wait for another year.
Mom, do you understand that Robitussin you take one tablespoon of? This is not a good thing right now. And then you can wait another year. That's awesome. I don't know. I think maybe this year we all write down on a piece of paper and we'll do a blind poll.
That's fun. A good idea. That's fun.
And then we'll fold it over, throw it in the middle, and the one gets the most bids without anybody getting their feelings hurt is the one we won't make next year.
Maybe
there won't be anybody's name on it, so they won't know who's saying they don't like it.
I can spot your handwriting a million miles away.
I know, my handwriting's terrible.
I have a confession, Nana.
Uh-oh.
We were chatting in the segment before, and I just don't think I love your Christmas Jell-O. I know it's a staple.
Nana.
My Christmas what? Which one?
Your Jell-O.
Oh, the Jell-O. Oh, really? That's takes a long time to make.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you. I don't have to make it anymore.
Well, I just thought it's only me. Everyone else likes it. But I just thought earlier. I got to tell you to your face, and I love you, and I will eat all of your stuffing.
Well, okay. I'm just telling you, this year we are having a Kentucky Fried Chicken holiday because none of us are going to put in all the work right now.
That's
a good idea. Just make it yummy and simple.
That's who we are, yummy and simple. Right. Mom, you know we love you. You know that.
We love
you. It'll be a great holiday no matter what.
Well, thanks for calling, but I guess I'll go cry. Bye-bye.
Sydney, look what you did. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
Mm-hmm. I just stocked up on my makeup for the holidays.
You have a whole new face.
I got you that you love the eyebrow pencil.
I do love, yes.
Wow, those are good.
Wow.
And they even match now.
Thank goodness. No, that eyebrow pencil is elite. You can pencil, fill them in on one side,
it changed
flip it around,
your life, didn't it?
And brush them all, I mean, in one little stroke.
Well, they look lovely. I can't tell that you're mad at me half the time now, so that's good.
That's good.
So we're creeping up on Thanksgiving. You know, many of us are changing the way we all get together. And let's be honest, if you're not having the big Thanksgiving dinners, you're probably not dressing up like you used to, right?
Right. I mean, I've seen a lot of families that are going to do the Zoom thing.
Yeah.
We definitely will have a very small crowd this year compared to our average year, trying to be safe, but...
What would be your choice if you say these were normal times and you could have a normal Thanksgiving?
Okay.
What would be if I picked these three categories? How would you want to dress for Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Casual. That's just simple, right? Your pair of comfortable pants, whatever. Sweater.
Stretchy pants.
Yeah, sweater. That kind of deal. Dressy, which we know that is just that. You're probably going to dress a little bit more than you would for a typical dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or formal, which is over the top formal. And then you're wearing the jackets and the women are wearing more dressed up clothing. And the kids are even in a nice, you know, sweater
cute
dress or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that's on Town and Country magazine.
Right. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I would feel like a goofball if I walked down the stairs to our family sitting in the living room watching football and drinking a Bud Light and I'm in a satin dress with my hair all done up.
Well, you make us sound so special. So appreciate that. And by the way, it was Mick Ultra. Okay.
But we are just a real regular. I love our family. But what I'm saying is, unless we were going somewhere and like had an event,
yeah,
I just think that would be, one, uncomfortable. Two, who am I trying to impress? But I would fall into the dressy category.
Okay.
Because I really do actually enjoy looking nice. I think when you look nice, you feel better. It's a special occasion. And especially in these times, I don't go into work. I have no excuse to dress up.
Oh, okay. So for you, yeah.
I feel better when I look better.
Well, I do dress up every day, so I'm going to wear sweats this Thanksgiving. So you can look however you want.
It's better than a pilgrim costume that you threatened me
that
with.
That was last year. I think this year will be particularly weird just because most people are just going to have their own little family soiree. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be dressing up for anybody. Say you have, you know, just some family over. And you have your under 10 group, like we intend to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think we always fall kind of in the middle of the road, dress up a little bit category.
Yeah. Just put on some lipstick. But even if we were going the Zoom route, which a lot of people are, I think I would still dress up. I would do my hair, do my makeup, cook dinner. We need that right now. Just feel good. Okay. You know, go the extra mile.
Okay.
I mean, maybe people are listening and they're like, no, you're crazy. I'm going to wear my yoga pants and...
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, how good it feels when you've gone back for a second helping of potatoes.
That's
when
true.
You got stretchy around your belly.
I might just get us all matching Snuggies.
Those are hot. You don't want to do that to a woman my age. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris. Go there for all your makeup needs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to powder your pits, I'm sure they can find something for you.
They might make a nice deodorant. I've never looked.
Or they might be able to wax you there.
Oh, they do that. Yes.
Well, I don't know about body parts.
Talk to Leanne.
You might need to talk to Leanne, because according to Yahoo News, Glamour Magazine, you name it, armpit hair is slowly creeping back into the mainstream.
For women?
That's another way to say that word.
Women.
It is slowly creeping back in the latest. We've seen this throughout the years. I mean,
it's never gone away.
New thing.
It's just people haven't been so like, this is my armpit hair. I don't care.
Come one, come all.
Yeah.
Feel it if you like.
Ew.
Well, the latest is Emma Corrin. She was on the cover of Glamour magazine. She, if you don't know her, is on the show The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Princess Di.
I know. I'm watching. It's so good.
So super talented actress. Well, she had this big magazine cover and she decided just to rock her armpit hair. All natural.
And people are up in armpits over it.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's just this debate. Do women need to shave their armpits? Like, when did this even start happening?
Well, I think if you aren't shaving your armpits, do you need to show it?
It was interesting. Emma, even the girl on the cover,
yeah,
said that she has been meaning to grow out her armpit hair for a couple years because she just wanted to try it, I guess.
Yeah.
And she said that she didn't because she was in relationships. And now she's just like, whatever. I'm growing out my pits and nobody can say anything about it.
All right. Could you, would you ever? And when you see it, what's your first thought?
I have one word to describe myself.
Okay.
Italian.
Monkey.
I mean, no one wants me to grow out my armpit hair.
You think it'd be a lot?
I can rival probably my brother. And you know what? I don't even care if you people out there know that because that is why I shave my armpits.
Right.
No one would. I don't
have much armpit hair, so I think I could get away with it.
You probably could.
But I just don't enjoy the feeling.
There's something very nice about having a smooth armpit and you put your deodorant on it.
Yes, you're listening to the Sean and Sid Show. Armpit talk. Is the caller there?
I know. Have we lost you? Are you still there? This is important. This is important.
Well, if it becomes a thing, I mean, if it really starts trending as a thing, we might have to jump on the armpit hair bus.
If you're in the car right now next to your wife, turn to her and ask her, would you ever grow out your armpit hair?
Would you rather do that than shave every single day? To some degree, yes, I would rather do that. But I think it gets to a place, too, where it's just uncomfortable. It's not great.
Yeah, I know guys that trim their armpit hair. My brother has to trim his.
Oh, yeah.
You could tie it around his arm.
He'd probably be suffocated in it if he didn't, but...
Wear it as a beard or something.
So I don't know. I don't think it's going to catch on. That's just my gut. I just can't imagine that many women would go, yeah, we want it. We want armpit hair.
You just wait.
You think?
Give it a couple of years.
You know what? This is 2020. Who knows?
Anything can happen.